This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, and I'll tell you, musically on the way, brand new song from Katy Perry. It's called Daisies. We'll have that coming up, and also whatever song you want, because when you win heads up, that's what we're going to do. As long as we have it in our library, now that we're back in studio, we can kind of access some more music as well.
We love getting your texts on our text line, the Mercury Auto Spa Studio line at 702-364-9400. Someone just sent us a text saying, whoever picks the song should pick Changes by Tupac. Very appropriate. Oh, that's a good idea. I hope you call and play. Maybe we can make this happen. I like it.
And that is in less than 5 minutes. Whoa.
Oh my gosh, my brain is not working. Yeah, what are you doing?
We're going to see how smart we are here, everyone. This is, most adults apparently can't answer these easy teen tournament questions from Jeopardy.
Teen tournament? I usually destroy those kids on the teen tournament.
Teens.
But now you got me worried. I'm worried now.
And I don't have the answers, so I can play along as well to this. So we can see who gets it right, who gets it wrong.
These are the kid questions.
Yes, and they're all, by the way, $200 questions.
Oh, man. This has got to... No, we should be able to do this. Can you answer... Are you smarter than a teen Jeopardy player? 702-364-9400.
And was it last week, 2 weeks ago? In Brooklyn's final day in the fifth grade, so I wanted to see if I was smarter than a fifth grader. I think because you gave us multiple choice, we tied it. And then the bonus question, she's just... She destroyed me.
Well, yesterday I interviewed the kid, Jack Rico, who's going to UNLV, who's got four associate's degrees, and he had a 4.0 GPA. And the kid is so smart. I gave him a little quiz, and I actually felt bad because he got one wrong, and I felt so bad. I was like, I'm sorry.
Okay, smarty pants, do you know this one? The category is E before I.
E before I, okay.
A pale brown color.
A pale brown color, beige.
Am I just typing it in? Or are we writing stuff down? I'm going to type in beige.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are we doing this? Are you asking me?
No, I'm the quiz master. I'm the quiz master.
Okay, okay.
Did everyone answer beige? Because you are correct.
Okay, yeah. Well, what are there multiple choice? Like, what else would it be?
I don't think there's no multiple choice. It's Jeopardy.
I'm thinking of cocoa. Like, I don't know. Okay, yeah, beige.
You were quick, by the way, with that answer. That was good.
Well, it's Teen Jeopardy. I do well at Teen Jeopardy.
The category, Mr. Dwayne Johnson.
That's The Rock, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is. Yes. Okay. That's not the answer, though. Okay, that's the category. The question here gets the answer.
The Rock!
No. Channeling his Pacific Island heritage, Dwayne was the voice of Maui in this animated movie.
What is Moana?
Moana? Yes.
Did you not know that?
No, I hit the wrong button because there's an answer and then there's a guess. And I hit guess and I'm right to it's Moana. So I got it. It's Moana. You are correct.
Well, hey, maybe you should answer some of these. I want to
You do the next one. You do the next one. The category, a gap year.
A gap year? Okay.
In 1888, James Keeler discovered a gap in this planet's A ring.
Go ahead, JC.
No, I said you got this next one.
No, you do it.
You know what? She's just a doll helping us out. Nudia, you can take this one.
Nudia, don't do it because he doesn't know the answer. I want to see if
he can
get
it.
Okay,
let me focus. In 1888, James Keeler discovered a gap in this planet's A ring.
Yeah. It's no, just the one that has the rings.
The Saturn.
It's, Saturn. Is it Saturn? Saturn?
Jupiter?
I would say Saturn. That would be my guess, would be Saturn.
You are correct, Mercedes.
Wow.
Okay. Category in the TV room.
In the TV room.
On this series, Lorelei and Rory lived in the quirky town of Stars Hollow, Connecticut. I know this one. I know this. Is it the Gilmore Girls?
Yes, but it's Lorelei.
Lorelei, you know? I took me to type in the answer to move on to the next one.
You know which Gilmore girl The Rock likes?
Who?
It doesn't matter!
Darn it, I fell for it. I'm a planet sinker. This whole segment was a setup for that right there. Okay, category. What food is that? T-bone or a porterhouse?
What about it?
It just says category. What food is that? T-bone or porterhouse?
What are steaks? Steaks.
No.
Meat?
Oh, it's steak. Yeah, I put steaks. I put okay. It's steak is the answer they're looking for.
Okay.
T-bone. Category, teens on TV.
Teens on TV.
During all his teenage years, Rico Rodriguez had a pretty good job as Manny Delgado on this ABC sitcom.
Oh, you know this one. You got to know this one.
Yeah, this is Modern Family.
You love that show.
It's an awesome show. It just wrapped up. I'm so sad it's over.
Okay, so see, you fare very well. Did you say that no one can get these? Like adults can't get these? Is that what you said?
I think no one got them all correct.
Okay, so as far team, we've gotten every single one correct.
As a team of three, we're doing good. Okay, last one here. You tell me which category you want. The category of the 1600s? That's So Cliche. Money, money, money. Admirable adjectives.
Admirable adjectives.
It comes before Dane in the name of a really good dog breed.
Great.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, you got it, Nudio.
I feel like I was the lagger. I was that person on the team. I'm only here for like comedic relief, you know.
Oh, I thought you were just saying the way he read the question was great. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was your answer. Great, 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 great job, JC.
Wow, I kind of feel smart after some of those questions.
Yeah, you'll feel smart if you watch the children's tournament or the teen tournament, but then go to the regular adult ones and it's like, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Here we go. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. That is you. You're playing Heads Up and the prize is pretty fun.
Yeah, you're picking your song. Whatever you want to hear, you name it, we'll play it if we have it. Now, sometimes you'll stump us, but we'll try to give you another chance for another song. So caller 20, you get to play right now. Our number is 702-364-9400. You pick your category, you pick your partner, you get 6 and 60, you're going to win. It's Mix 94.1.
Katy Perry, Daisies, this is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning doing 60 plus minutes commercial free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant on the line. It is Mike. Mike, good morning. What song do you want to hear if you win Heads Up this morning?
I would prefer maybe 311, Beautiful Disaster.
Ooh, good stuff. I like 311. Do we have that particular song, though, JC?
Amber, All Mixed Up. Born to Linen. Yes, we do. We got it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Then let's do this.
All right.
Pick a category this morning, Mike, okay? Do you want to go with, let me see, where are our 8 o'clock hour categories here? Pop culture, superstars, Cheese Please, or Junebug?
Superstars.
Superstars it is. These are just famous people. You gotta guess the famous person, okay?
Okay.
All right, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Flip a coin. That's what I always do.
Let me see here. Heads me, tails you, JC. Siri, flip a coin.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Flip a coin.
Tails.
Tails, it's you, JC.
It's me. Yeah. Okay, hold on. I got my thing up.
I want heads.
Hey! Do it, Mercedes.
Too
seriously.
Late. No, too late. He said flip a coin. It's you. And you guys got this. Show him, JC. Show him how good you are. I know you can do this.
Thanks, Mercedes.
Come on. Biggest fan right here.
hold on one second. I'm opening my file. One second. Okay, so superstars we're going with?
Yes.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. We're playing 311. We start now. I'm going to pass on that first one. She was on Beverly Hills 90210. Her dad was the creator of the show. I think her name was Donna.
George
Cullen. Yeah.
Ding. Oh, I don't have to ding anymore.
She played Catwoman at one point. She was also in a James Bond movie. African-American actress.
Halle Berry.
Yeah. He is Welcome to Miami, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, Will Smith.
Yeah. He was married to Jenna Dewan. Magic Mike was one of his movies. He was also...
Can I pass?
Sure, you sure can. He is also... This guy's a judge on America's Got Talent. He's a comedian. He's a germaphobe.
Oh, Howie Mandel.
Yeah. Her and her sisters have a show on E! She is married to Kanye West.
Kardashians. Kim and Khloe Kardashian.
Kim is, yes. This is, we're passing this next one. This guy was on 2.5 Men, had a meltdown, was also in the movie Major League.
Oh!
Sheen is correct.
I think he may have said it in time.
It was just at the buzzer.
I think he may have said it in time.
But I can't even hear the buzzer. I can't hear the time. I have no idea how much time I have left.
Our fault. You couldn't hear the buzzer. So that means you automatically win, Mike. I'm sorry. We have to make you a winner.
I like that rule.
It's a good rule. All right. Nice job, Mike. It's 3:11. It's Beautiful Disaster. This is Mix 94.1.
Right.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Here we go. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Protests Monday night turned violent, leaving a Las Vegas police officer fighting for his life and a suspect in a second shooting dead. Metro confirms that an LVMPD officer was shot in the head near Circus Circus late last night, and that officer is on life support at UMC. According to Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who held a news conference this morning at 3 a.m., police were attempting to disperse protesters in front of the Circus Circus. Here's what he had to say about that.
Last night, as Metro officers were attempting to disperse a large crowd of protesters in front of the Circus Circus, our officers were taking rocks and bottles from the crowd. Officers were attempting to get some of the protesters in custody when a shot rang out and our officer went down. The officer was transported to University Medical Center in critical condition.
That one officer was struggling with a protester when sources say that another person walked up and shot that officer. The shooting suspect was taken into custody around 2 a.m. He also spoke on what a tragedy this is for our community.
This is a sad night for LVMPD family and a tragic night for our community. With these protests, which are leading to riots, one tragedy is only leading to another. What has occurred is utterly, utterly unacceptable. I hope the community sees it that way, too.
A separate shooting involving police left a man dead near the Foley Federal Building on Las Vegas Boulevard. According to Sheriff Lombardo, at approximately 11:22 p.m., officers encountered the subject, who was armed with multiple firearms and appeared to be wearing body armor. During the interaction, the subject reached for a firearm and the officers engaged him. The suspect was struck by gunfire and transported to the hospital, where he was pronounced deceased.
I just don't have the words, and see, they're trying to stress out and come up with the words. I don't. Who has the words to say right now? This heart is broken. The tears for the family. That's just the ripple effect of lives that are affected from all of this. The fellow officers out there, we personally love you guys, support you guys so much, do so many wonderful things for us, protect us. And this happens last night to this police officer.
Yeah, if you believe in vibes or putting positivity out in the universe, let's do it for this officer and for all of our brothers and sisters that work for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. We appreciate you keeping us safe and all that you do. And for those of you that are protesting and you are trying to be your voices heard, get your voices heard, we know that. Those people that do such horrific things, we know that is not you. That is not you. That is not a protester. There's no words for what that person is.
In fact, there was just a little blurb in the paper this morning saying, you know, last night's protest still took place, but it was on the more peaceful side here in Las Vegas. And then that happens after stuff went to print last night. And you wake up to this news. I turned the news on this morning. You just tell immediately when you see an anchor's face when the news comes on, like, oh no.
It is heart-wrenching, just absolutely heart-wrenching. So that happened last night. Also, I feel like this is really taking a back burner to everything, but there is still a pandemic that's going on also during all of this. It's just what a crazy time. And with the pandemic, it's not just toilet paper. It's not just antibacterial wipes that has been hard to get. Apparently, you can add a known antidepressant to that list, too. Zoloft, which is one of the most widely prescribed antidepressant medications in the United States, has fallen in short supply. Apparently, the hiked up demand has been caused by a lot of mental health issues that the pandemic has triggered, like anxiety. The shortage also affects the generic drug Sertraline, which is expected to face a month-long back order. The companies that make it have told the FDA that they can't get sufficient active pharmaceutical ingredients to produce the medications. And I don't know what those ingredients are, but it feels like it's kind of one of those cause and effects, like, oh, the pandemic is making you feel anxious. I need my medication mm-hmm. for that. I don't have my medication. Now it's going to trigger it even more. It's just never ending.
I've talked about it before. My brother-in-law has that. There's mental health stuff going on with him and family. Just working with him and trying to, you know, help him out the best they can. And I mentioned before that he was in jail and in prison for some stuff that happened. And he got out right when the pandemic was taking place.
Did they let him out because of the pandemic?
No, he was due to get out. So he gets out, but the services that he would normally turn to for help were shut down
because of
the pandemic. And it's a really tough situation back east for my wife's family that they're going through right now. And it's because he came out and he should have came out and had certain services provided and everything. And because of the pandemic, they were shut down. And it's like
medical and types of services?
Yeah, he was supposed to go to, almost like a halfway house where they would kind of help him mentally with things and kind of supervise and stuff. But that was shut down. So it's almost he's thrown out into the wild on his own. And certainly wasn't ready for that. And there's just a whole slew of issues that are going on back there right now. But just sympathize for people that are dealing with that.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. That's got to be hard. And being so far away and feeling so helpless, there's not a whole lot you can do, you know?
Yeah, and there's the same thing with protesters and everything going on back east. There's a minor situation where he was back down at the jail. And so my mother-in-law had to go down and get him and take care of some things. And then she was accosted by some protesters, and it's like, oh my gosh,
wow.
Yeah, it's a whole world of stuff that's happening. But she, and this was on her birthday, too.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, I was like, hey, all right, hey, happy birthday. Did you get my card?
Oh, man, I'm so sorry. Gosh, it's just never ending, is it? Well, here's a story that will maybe temporarily, I don't know if this will make you laugh or make you sad, actually. It might make you sad. Apparently, relations in your home with someone from outside of your household is set to become illegal today in England. Yeah, you heard me right. The governor is introducing new lockdown measures that prevent people from socializing or gathering with one person from outside of their household in a private space. Up until now, the person visiting a home for, you know, some relations would have been the one in breach of the measures. But now both people will technically be able to be prosecuted under the law. For those couples who are looking for a workaround, you know, doing something in a public place is already illegal. They insisted that police would show discretion and common sense. But if you have your boyfriend and your boyfriend lives in a different place than you, you guys can't visit each other. It's against the law starting today. You can't do that. You can't be loving on each other.
Wait, here in the States?
No, in England.
Oh,
in
okay.
England. So there's the good news. It's not here.
You can get that bootay call all you want here in the great state of Nevada. This is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Doing 60 plus minutes commercial free. Good as hell, Lizzo, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We are back in the studio. Came back yesterday morning, and we truly are, I think, as far as Mix 94.1 employees, the only ones here like using the studios. Because when I came in this morning, everything was exactly the way I left it. Even like there's still trash in the trash cans. Like no one stepped in this room, at least.
Yeah, I don't think they came in here. We're usually in the same studio, the one you're in right now, but I'm in the side studio. And the way I left it, I think I'm going to overtake this space. I'm going to decorate it the way I like. This used to be your little area, JC. I think I'm going to take it. I like it. There's a little TV here. I got my cleaning supplies. I got my hand sanitizer. I'm going to throw away all your wrestling figures here.
Wait, hold on. There's some figurines. Who do I have in there?
I'm just kidding. There is Big Show, I believe. Big Show?
Look at you. Yeah, there should be a Big Show.
Then there's a guy, and he looks like... like David Hasselhoff, but he has blonde hair.
David Hasselhoff with blonde hair. I have no idea who that could be in that room.
I'll show you.
Let's see here.
This guy.
Oh, that was a gift. Yeah, you can throw that one out.
Who's that?
Ted DiBiase's son, who's not even wrestling anymore. Ted DiBiase Jr.
You want me to throw him away?
No, I'm kidding. He's not. He's out of wrestling. He's not. Yeah, his career was... he couldn't follow in his father's footsteps. When you're the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase, those are big shoes to fill. And young Teddy couldn't fill his father's shoes. Talented wrestler, but out of the business.
King Kong Bundy?
King Kong Bundy? Are you kidding me?
Is this King Kong Bundy?
What is that?
It's a little guy?
I don't know who that is. King Kong Bundy.
Oh, I don't know. I just guessed that he was like...
No, that's The Rock. That's a miniature of The Rock. See his tattoo on his arm?
That does not look like The Rock. There's no hair. He's totally... Oh, he is bald. Right?
He is bald, yeah. But those were things...
This is the worst Rock figurine. Doesn't even look like The Rock.
I think that was a gift from your daughter.
Oh, my daughter has a lot to learn.
There were things... What are those things called? Those were a collectible, gosh, like 3-4 years ago. That style of figurines. You would buy them, you wouldn't know what you got, and your daughters bought a bag of them, and they gave me one.
What's The Rock has like a bull... tattoo on his...
Yeah, the Brahma Bull. Yep.
Oh, my. That's The Rock. I thought it was King Kong Bundy.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, The Rock is offended right now.
And then...
I've got a lot of wrestling figures.
You have, from The Walking Dead, Daryl.
A bobblehead of Daryl from The Walking Dead.
So this is what I'm looking at right now.
They're there to inspire you. You've got The Rock and Daryl from The Walking Dead.
And then we have Nudia. She's helping us out. We are so grateful to you, Nudia, for doing things, unfortunately, with... just everything that's going on. Our company made so many budget cuts, and our amazing producer, Steph, she was laid off, and we're doing everything we can to see about getting her back. And Nudia was so sweet to say that she would come in and help us. And we're just so grateful to you.
Now you guys got me. What a downgrade.
No, not at all. You are fantastic.
Yeah, you're a doll. We love you. You're a sweetheart.
I was going to ask you though, Nudia, you're single, right?
I am.
I was curious. I mean, JC and I are both married, and with everything that's going on with this pandemic and social distancing and all of that, how has that translated into dating for you? You can't go out really and meet people like you used to.
Yeah, it's a hot mess, honestly. The hottest part for me though, like the hardest part, is the fact that like if you don't want to talk to someone, like we do FaceTime dates and Skype dates and Zoom dates. But the hardest part is getting out of it. Like, what excuse do you make? Like, you can't say, I got to go to work. You can't say, I got a thing. It's like, that's literally been the hardest part. Is like, how do I get off this phone call? You know, like, because no one's doing anything. But the nice part is that, like, guys are so bored right now. Men are so bored that it's like you're getting guys calling you, replying back for once. I'm trying to enjoy it before it goes back to, you know, being the way it was. But it's just a totally different climate. And it's really weird.
Have you done a Zoom date before?
Like I've done a Zoom date.
Do you see guys sitting down eating dinner together? How does the Zoom date play out?
Honestly, no. Yeah. Well, like we did like coffee. But I don't drink coffee, so I was drinking wine instead.
would this be creepy? Because I look back to my dating days many moons ago, and you know, if I was into the girl, I'd always look for an opportunity to get that first kiss, whether it be at the end of the date or at some point. Let's say there's a chemistry. You feel it. Would it be awkward for the guy to say something like, "Just so you know, if I was there with you, I would like to kiss you right now." Is that weird?
I mean, it would be a little awkward, okay. You know, like how I would just be like, yeah, okay, anyways, are we going to kiss the screen? Like, this,
yes!
You know.
Oh,
this
is... girl, the things I would do to you if I was with you right now.
And then the screen, ow, it freezes too. Like,
it gets, there's like just a blackness. You don't see anything. It like totally covers the camera.
I would just turn off my computer. I would just like shut it down. Like, when, oh, sorry.
I have a good way for you to get out of your Zoom calls though. And I started, how? I started doing this because same thing. I was like, you know, and it wasn't with dates, obviously. Sometimes the family goes on, and it's like, I got to find an excuse, but they know I don't have to go to work. So I would pick up my phone and be like, oh, gosh. Sorry, guys. JC is texting me. I have to send him a piece of audio for the show tomorrow. So I'm going to have to go, but I will talk to you guys later. And everyone's like, oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead. Do what you got to do. So that's what you do, Nudia. I'll be like, oh, my gosh. Mercedes and JC are texting me. They need some audio for the show tomorrow. I totally have to go right now, but I will talk to you soon. And boom.
He's like, I could wait. Yeah. I'm not doing anything.
No, it's going to take a long time.
try the freeze. You're doing a Zoom. So Mercedes, like, you and I are Zooming right now.
Yeah.
And just be like.
You just stand
and
still.
And don't move. And the person be like, I think you froze. And don't say anything.
It might look like my cat would meow or something. You know, my cat would be moving in the background and I'm frozen.
That would be so funny. She jumps on your lap. You're like, oh, no.
This could be something. The adventures of Nudia's Zoom dating.
Yeah, a lot of adventures.
La, 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 Nudia's world.
Justin Bieber with Ariana Grande. Stuck with you, Ariana Grande, doing some good things when it comes to music. That song is number 13 right now, and then she has the number one song in the country, her and Lady Gaga, with her song Rain On Me, debuting at number one.
That's such a good song. We're getting requests for it. When are we playing it next?
We just played it last hour.
Let's play it again.
Double shot of kidding. Ariana Grande. This time, though, coming up with Lady Gaga.
I just had to cancel an appointment for my daughter. I had made her way back, like in February. Quarterly, I'll get her a facial just to help. You know, she's got like the teen skin. She'll get, you know, a couple breakouts here and there. And so quarterly, I'll make an appointment for her, and I actually do them for the year. So I make one, like, I think I made one in February, and then I made one in June, and then I think I have one in September, and then I have one in December for her. And so her June facial appointment is tomorrow. And I was looking at the calendar, so I texted her, and I was like, hey, you still want to do this facial appointment? And she writes back. She's like, can you please cancel it? And I'm like, why? You're in. Like, I thought you would be excited. She's like, and she went on this whole thing. I'm not going to get into it, but she's not comfortable, which I totally understand because I'm not comfortable. I haven't had a facial in a long time. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, I just don't feel comfortable. I'm kind of scared with what's going on. And like, we've talked about it. Like, everyone moves at their own pace and getting back out in public and moving on. And I was like, oh, okay. So I had to text her esthetician and apologize, and I'm like, it's more than 24 hours notice. I'm so sorry to do this to you. I didn't realize that she would want to cancel it. I haven't heard back yet, but she has my daughter, and I wonder where she gets this. She has like going out anxiety right now, if that's a thing. I don't know if that's a real type of anxiety, but do you have a unique anxiety, because that's the one that she has, and I have the same one.
I've gone out to dinner twice, and I'll be honest, going out for the first time, there is a certain level of anxiety. And then you go to some of these places, at least the places I went to, and all the measures they have to make you feel safe, and I felt very comfortable when I went out over this past weekend. But at the same time too, like your daughter and you, people are moving at different, there is no proper pace to move it. But yeah, if you break it down, that niche anxiety is going to get a facial anxiety, you know?
Yeah, and I know that her esthetician, oh my gosh, I've seen through pictures, she showed like she wears literally a mask on her face and then like the shield on. And everything is impeccably clean. So it's just a unique anxiety that she has, which she probably inherited from me because I have the same one. And just what's the odd little thing that gives you a little bit of anxiety? I think right now everyone is experiencing more anxiety than they ever have before. But sometimes there's just the real kind of small niche ones that people have that are like, oh, okay, that makes you anxious. I didn't realize that.
There's one I used to get every Friday night. And because of the pandemic, I actually don't have this anxiety anymore. Our thing for my wife and I is to do sushi on Friday. And we would go to our favorite sushi place. but we love sitting at the sushi bar. That's our thing, to sit at the sushi bar, because that way you can talk to the chef and he can recommend a fish.
Yeah.
And, oh, what's that? And it's just more interactive. We love it that way. But the thing is, our favorite restaurant does not take reservations for the sushi bar. So every time we'd go on a Friday, we'd pull it in the parking lot, and my chest would get a little bit tight as we're walking up, because you'd open that door and you'd hope there'd be two spots at the sushi bar. And there were times where I open the door and I look in, I'm like, oh, the sushi bar is full. I'm like, no, it is full. And then you turn to the hostess and she's like, you know, a couple minutes if you want to wait. So now with the pandemic, on Friday night, we still get sushi, but we do takeout. So I don't have that anxiety right now. But that was, you know, prior to the pandemic, that was my Friday night anxiety, was going to the sushi restaurant and just hoping there was two spots at that sushi bar.
I understand that anxiety. I would actually get like a bar kind of anger going, where if I went to a bar and even if I wasn't sitting there, like a bar in a restaurant, and you saw, let's say there's four seats right there open, and you see a couple go and they sit in the middle too because they don't want to have someone on their left and the other doesn't want someone on their right. That would make me so angry. I would just be like, why? Now another couple can't sit next to each other because you do have to have open seats next to you. That I would get anxiety for that.
You are spot on. We've been in that situation, walking to the sushi restaurant, and there's one empty spot at the bar. Some dude sitting there having dinner by himself, and then an empty spot. So it was three. He split the difference.
Yeah.
And we walk in, and she would say, he's almost done. It's like, ah, tell him to slide over and give us a spot. You're not going to do that. But yeah, instead of just taking the end, he split the difference, and you can't have two people next to each other.
You know what my husband would do in those situations? And this happened to us once at a restaurant that had a bar. We wanted to sit there and watch the game. And so it was the same situation. There was a guy and then open spots on both of them. So he pulled out the chair for me, and he's like, here, sit here. Then he goes around, gets the chair from the other one, and puts it right behind the dude. So he could talk to me. So the other guy looks and he's like, oh, I'll scoot down. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, okay, thank you.
Just do that. Split the difference that you're leading into the guy. Hey, do you want something to drink? Yeah, I do. We have What's Trending coming up, and this is 60 plus minutes commercial free. Avril Lavigne, Complicated, Mix 94.1.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right. Wow. What a busy morning it has been. Seriously. Let's see. Where do we start? I'm trying to find my What's Trending.
It's been an awful morning.
It really has. And we just want to let everyone know that we're trying to get you guys as much information as quickly as we can. And just, we're so sorry for if we seem a little out of it, it's because we're just as shocked at what's going on as you guys are. But let's get to it. Blackout Tuesday is trending this morning. The music and media industries are staging a blackout today in wake of the killing of George Floyd. The statement's been circulating on social media, and companies like Columbia Records and as such are clarifying this is not a day off of social media, but rather a day to reflect and figure out ways to move forward in solidarity. Among the outlets, it started with record labels, but now I see my entire Instagram feed is pretty much just black, all blackout. Spotify is going to be participating by adding an 8 minute and 46 second moment of silence to select playlists on podcasts on the platform to honor George Floyd. The length of the moment of silence is equal to the amount of time he was pinned down. People are being asked not to post on social media for the day to stop and reflect. We here at Intercom Radio, we will be abiding by that. The only time we will be posting is in order to bring you guys important information that you may need to know. So that is definitely something you're going to see a lot of on social media today.
Yeah, and going today, I said to myself, I'm all in. I'm gonna black out and not be on social media. I don't even look at it. I just want to focus on just myself and just reflect on everything that's going on, and prayers for the police officer and everything that's happening here in Las Vegas today. But then now there's the flip side of me. Okay, do I need to open it up and post the black screen because I want people to know where my mind is today? But at the same time, I didn't even want to open up social media on my phone for my personal account. I just want to stay clear of it. But then should I log on and post that to let people know where my mind is at today?
Well, that's what I see. And I am going on there because I am seeing that. And I think it's more like nobody cares about your brunch you know, it's stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Like if you post that, I think that's totally fine. And that's what a lot of people are doing this morning.
Man, and plus, too, I'm not going to sit there. You and I were talking. You and I both wear crystals. Hey, we got matching crystals today.
Yeah, we're not doing
that. You're not going to see that out there.
No.
And if you're a business, too, that maybe you schedule your post ahead of time, have the forefront to think, okay, oh my gosh, you know, Tuesdays at 2 is when we put out the, you know, the wacky Tuesday post of the day. Make sure, you know, you want to make sure that stuff is not going out.
Definitely. You're seeing it. And I'm still looking at social media because I do want information mm-hmm. from, you know, some of the news sources and see what's going on with stuff like that. Following Metro, finding out more information on the shooting last night, the shootings last night. So, yeah, I can see where you're coming from. But, yeah, I think it's totally fine to go on and do that.
Awesome.
Awesome. Also, also this morning, loneliness is trending. A new study says loneliness from months of lockdown may have a lasting impact on children's mental health. With kids missing out on their last few months of the school year in a summer in which they're likely going to be staying at home most of the time, experts are warning that this long stretch of isolation can lead kids to experience depression and anxiety even when the lockdown restrictions are lifted. The findings show that loneliness can make children 3 times more likely to feel depressed in the future. Experts say that school should prioritize the emotional well-being of their students as they begin to reopen rather than focus on academics. And then finally this morning, I thought of you the second I saw this, JC. I know what you're going to be watching coming up later on this month, a documentary about Sylvester Stallone's experiences playing Rocky Balboa in the original Rocky movie comes out this month. 40 years of Rocky, the birth of a classic. Yeah, can you believe that? It's a piece of film history and it's narrated by Sly Stallone himself, and he's going to give audiences an intimate and at times emotional experience of what he went through filming that movie. The documentary is set to hit iTunes and Apple TV and Amazon on June 9th.
That was his baby. That was his. He went and pitched it to studios and they shot him down, and just perseverance got the movie made. It's a gritty movie. The Rocky one that really stood out for me, which one was the one when he took on the Russian? Was that 5?
I think that was 4.
4?
You know, I can't believe I'm saying this. I've never seen the original Rocky. I came in at Rocky 2, I think. But maybe Rocky 3. You know what? I came in at Rocky 3. Who was Mr. T?
Yeah, that was Rocky 3.
That's the first Rocky I ever saw. That was it.
That was mine, too, that I went and watched the backstory on them.
I went back to Rocky 2, but I don't think I ever went to the first one.
It'll hate me for saying it, but yeah, Rocky 1 is the worst of all the Rockies.
What? That's the one, didn't it win a bunch of awards?
Yes, but go back and watch it.
I don't want to.
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, it's good, but if you're ranking the Rockies, I go with the Russian, I go the one with Mr. T and Hulk Hogan as Thunderlips. How many other? 5? You know what? No, the one... The
2 was good when I went and watched that.
Yeah, him and Apollo Creed were buddies in 2, right?
I think so.
They're running on the beach together and training.
Oh, man. Wasn't that... Then once Ty Rocky really pushes and he beats him, I'm like, yes!
Running on the beach montage are always good for movies.
Oh, and there you go. That's what's trending.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
East Side on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
And that's going to do it for this portion of the show this morning. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back tomorrow, of course, with more. We're going to just say that we love you guys and to stay safe out there, please. It's a hectic time. It's a stressful time. It's scary at times. And we just want all of you to stay safe. And that's all we've got to say about that. Coming up next hour, it's the bonus hour. Very excited about this because you can find out how we can become friends in less than 5 minutes. What can we do to become friends in less than 5 minutes? Also, are there music? Is there any type of music that you hear that all you need is one word to define that music? We'll explain what that's all about. And how can you make your dream a reality? This is all up for discussion coming up next in the bonus hour.
Oh, hold on a second. They put something in for us to play, but it's not playing. Okay, so hold on 1 second.
Okay, what is this?
I'll figure it out. We had a cool like bonus hour intro.
Oh, it's not working?
Yeah, but it's coming up like it's not found in our system. It's in there, but for some reason the system can't find it. I got all excited. I thought we had a bonus hour intro. Like bonus hour.
It's the bonus hour, and it starts now.
I say, that'll do it for the regular show of Mercedes in the Morning, show number 1198. And the bonus hour starts now. Give me some sound effects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.